Alaskans are getting older and fatter, and that's worrying state health officials. To mark National Public Health Week, we called Dr. Jay Butler, Chief Medical Officer with the Department of Social Services, for a checkup on where Alaskans stand on the national health scale. He says there are three big emerging public health challenges in Alaska.
One is the obesity epidemic, and that translates into higher rates of heart disease, higher rates of diabetes, and even certain types of cancer have been associated with obesity. The second big challenge is the aging of the population, and the problems associated with aging are really going to impact the public health system as well as the healthcare system. And then the third threat is the ongoing challenge of infectious diseases. We have this way of thinking that infectious diseases are somehow conquered, yet new ones always come up. And if we look at what are the infectious disease challenges today, a lot of them are things that we didn't even know existed 30 years ago. HIV/AIDS is a good example. We've certainly seen new diseases that have threatened to come to Alaska, such as SARS, which we were very fortunate that that didn't happen. But the infectious diseases will not just go away, and they certainly teach us the lesson that if we let down our guard at any time, we are at risk.
Are there any particular maladies that are rampant in Alaska that are not seen as much in other places?
The problems that we're dealing with are very similar to other parts of the country. The obesity, so-called epidemic, is something that's occurring all across the country. And that means that Alaska is not going to get any special treatment in terms of federal support for addressing this problem.
How about our state legislature? Are they providing adequate funds in your view?
Well, this has certainly been a time of economic tightening all across the board. And the governor's budget included addressing some of the challenges in public health, such as the obesity epidemic. That didn't do very well in the legislature. And I hope that we'll continue to be able to work with the legislature to recognize that we are spending huge amounts of money on treatment of chronic diseases, yet we're doing very little to prevent them. And it's just not fiscally conservative, it's not physically sound to approach public health in this way.
My next question is about the economic downturn. Is this going to affect health? I mean, we're seeing a lot of more psychological stress now, right?
The economic downturn is going to impact health in a number of ways. With less disposable income, people may be more likely to choose less healthy foods. It's not impossible to eat more healthy on a budget, but it does become a little harder. If we look over the past 25 years, sugar-sweetened beverages, for instance, have actually declined in relative cost, whereas fruits and vegetables have increased in cost by more than 50%. So we could actually see the obesity epidemic worsening as the economy declines. And in fact, that fits with the fact that, in general, obesity rates are higher among people of low socioeconomic status. We could also see certainly stress-related diseases. As people fret over their situation, they may be more prone to stress-related diseases. And also, they may be less likely to take care of themselves. It may be tougher if you're working two jobs to spend some time to get a little exercise and also to unwind a little bit during the course of the day.
How does Alaska stack up with the rest of the nation?
Well, we're kind of middle of the pack when we compare ourselves to other states. And it depends a little bit on what the measure is. For some of the sexually transmitted diseases, we're actually right there at the top of the list. Tuberculosis, we are also very high among the states. In other measures, we do fairly well. In fact, one of the questions I oftentimes get is, are we the most obese state? And again, we're sort of middle of the pack. We're not the most obese. But boy, talk about grading on the curve. The whole country is way too heavy. So that's not one that I can take a lot of comfort in terms of considering the health of Alaskans.
Dr. Jay Butler is Alaska's chief medical officer. Anchorage is the only community in Alaska with its own public health and human services division. Diane Engel directs the department. She says one challenge she faces is convincing residents that public health makes as big a difference in their daily lives as do public schools or libraries. She says her department is largely invisible when they are doing their job well, and they're responsible for a broad spectrum of services.
Inspecting restaurants so people don't get sick when they go out to eat, immunizing children and some adults against preventable diseases, educating the public about how not to get disease, working on global public health or larger public health issues like enforcing smoking policies and helping to turn the curve on obesity, domestic violence, sexual assault, just to name a few.
Engel says in general, Anchorage is a healthy place to live, but there's always room for improvement. She says the United Way is seeking an increased demand for homeless services. The average age of a homeless person in the city is 9 years old.
So certainly there's a lot of concern around families. Kids don't have a place to live, or families who are couch surfing. That just impacts your ability to be healthy. It impacts your ability to get an education, to be stable in your work. So certainly all of education, income, and health are just so incredibly linked.
The Anchorage Department of Public Health is also currently paying close attention to the Mount Redoubt eruption. They are responsible for monitoring air quality when the volcano sends ash over the municipality.